look at me and see a certain swagger, which in Texas is called walking.
Yes, that's the George Bush we knew. Last week, his people unveiled architectural plans for his presidential library. And yes, it includes a massive American flag and a room called Freedom Hall. But my next guest says what is most striking about the George W. Bush Presidential Center may be its lack of swagger, that it is modest, understated even, in contrast to his presidency, perhaps. With us to talk architecture and the legacy of George W. Bush is Philip Kennicott, architecture critic for The Washington Post. Philip, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Thanks. It's good to be here, Brian.
Modest, understated, George Bush?
Well, I think that was the surprising thing when the plans were unveiled last week. It's a traditionalist building, but it's a three-floor building, and the main features of it really are that it's very well sited on its campus. It doesn't have a lot of kind of ostentatiousness. It doesn't really break new ground with forms and shapes like the Clinton Library did. It's a good, well-made, quiet building.
Architecture generally has a message. If you accept that, what is this presidential library trying to say about the Bush presidency?
Well, in some ways, I think it's trying to say nothing at all. It's really sort of retreating. I wonder whether or not in the choice of the architect, this is Robert A.M. Stern, who is the dean of the Yale School of Architecture, and that, of course, was the alma mater of Bush and his father, if perhaps it's kind of a retreat back into a patrician quality that was always there in Bush, but maybe not so much on display during the presidency.
More in George H.W. Bush, that patrician Connecticut quality.
Right. I said in the review I wrote that in a way he almost seems to be channeling his Connecticut forebears in this building.
Or is he saying, "Oh shucks, I had to do all that stuff because of the tough times we were living in, but I'm really not that much of an in-your-face guy"?
Well, I can't crawl inside his head, and it's probably always it's a bit of a game to read too much of politics into a building. In a way, it would be hard to design a building for Bush, given that there were, you know, a lot of contradictions and controversy during the presidency. What do you say? And I think what he chose and what his architect guided him towards is a building that kind of retreats from all of that.
Tell us what the library will look like. You wrote that it eases into its landscape.
Right. It's going to be covered in limestone and brick. It's a fairly rectilinear building. It rises to three stories on one side. But the sense of it really is of a fairly flat, low, horizontal building. They've really gone all out with the environmental sustainability. And one of the striking features, of course, is going to be the landscaping. They've hired a very fine landscape architect, Michael von Valkenburg, to site it. And it's going to have prairie grasses and gardens and courtyards. And it looks like it'll have a kind of full-scale mock-up of the Rose Garden. But it's really designed to fit into this campus. It's going to be sited on the Southern Methodist University campus. And the buildings there, they look sort of like Thomas Jefferson might have designed them with a big budget. They're fairly traditional brick buildings with white porticos and so on. And though this new library isn't going to follow quite in that tradition, it's meant not to be in any sort of dissonance with those buildings.
Why Southern Methodist, by the way? Some people might, you know, not knowing a lot about religion, say, gosh, Methodist, isn't that one of those old-line Protestant denominations that Bush kind of left behind?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, and I didn't go into the politics of the choice of the site. It's, I think, close to where the Bushes are living, and that's one feature. And remember, these libraries, they always have a kind of ongoing function to promote the legacy of the president. So one assumes that he was looking for a place, sort of neutral ground, where he could get to it and participate mm-hmm. in whatever events are being held there.
You described it as being a pretty green building, the Bush Presidential Library. Is going to take carbon reduction seriously?
Well, you know, it's going to be built to the highest of the popular standards. They call them the LEED standards, and these are a set of guidelines when we make buildings that encourage things like using locally sourced recycled materials, high-performance glazing so that you don't have to, you know, you don't lose a lot of energy through the windows. It uses retained rainwater and so on.
And they have platinum. LEED's platinum is the highest rating. Then they have gold, silver. This is going to be a LEED's platinum building?
That's right.
Pretty impressive.
Well, it's striking. I think, you know, critics of the president's legacy environmentally will say, well, there's some irony in that. But it's also a fairly fashionable thing to do if you've got the money to build really good buildings. So once again, I think it's a reflection kind of this patrician sense. Some people have speculated that maybe this is Laura's doing. I don't know whether or not that's true because, of course, one can't crawl inside their head.
And in our last 30 seconds in your article, you contrast Bush's center with the Clinton Library, which was aiming for an iconic status.
Right. You know, Clinton used that metaphor bridge to the 21st century so many times, and his library actually tries to, in its kind of basic morphology, suggest a bridge. And it's a very striking building. The people who have been there, my predecessor as architecture critic at the Washington Post, gave it a very, very high architectural rating. But it's a building that really wants to make a statement. And this, the new one, the Bush Library, in a sense, is trying to go the other way.
Well, maybe because Clinton left office after the impeachment and with this aura of personal sleaziness around whatever else he did. So maybe every presidential library tries to walk the other way from the image with which the president left us.
Well, there may be something. You know, I think they're always thinking about their legacy, and maybe they attempt, in a sense, to counter
and
what they fear their legacy may be.
Philip Kennicott, architecture critic for The Washington Post. We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.